Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday. Every Thursday, we focus on legislation, the sausage making, backroom deals, committee hearings, every single bill that they are working on for the week before they go to the House and or the Senate floors to be voted on. Current bill that we're talking about, House Policy Committee hearing regarding physical therapists. Michael Shoemaker, a physical therapist professor at Grand Valley State University, said patients frequently have to wait weeks or months before receiving treatment because they must first schedule physician visits, obtain referrals, and sometimes even have to undergo diagnostic testing. Time matters because data is pretty clear on early access to care helps the patients heal quicker, better, and faster. If you can catch the problems early, the problems continue to exist. The longer they wait, sometimes the worse the outcomes. Now, I went through that myself. Total shoulder replacement of my right shoulder. I was in a sling for, I believe, 6-8 weeks. It was 2 months. I could take the sling off, but I had to keep my arm still in that position. Vicky would help me unhook it, unstrap it. Basically, I'd have to use my left arm to pull my right arm up a little bit to allow her to get the straps off and then slide me out of it while holding my right arm, totally supporting it with my left arm, get into the shower. And basically, all I could do was, at that point, let the elbow bend where the elbow and the arm and the hand could go straight vertical, keep it down by my side, and basically bend over at the waist, leaving the arm dangling straight down toward the floor, toward the drain, to be able to wash under my arms. That's it. After I rinsed it, had to bend it up by lifting my left arm, lifting the elbow joint, holding it against my body, could pull my arm out just a little bit to allow her to dry off underneath the armpit, and then put the sling back on. 6 to 8 weeks of that. 2 months. Then I went to a physical therapist. She helped me take the sling off, and she was massaging the shoulder joint, and the first thing she did was she grabbed my bent arm and raised it straight toward the sky. I heard a pop and a crack in there that was unbelievable. It hurt like a son of a gun. I told her it was a good thing I was standing up, because I would probably, if I was on a table, I probably would have kicked her in the face. It was painful. And then she began rotating the joint, moving me, totally her controlling my arm. She said, "Don't do anything. Let me do it." Well, after I went through roughly about 2 months of that, physical therapy started off 3 times a week, then 2 times a week, then once a week, I was done, according to my insurance. Well, sometimes a few months later, I needed more physical therapy. Had to get a hold of the primary care physician who referred me back to my surgeon, go get an appointment with the surgeon, and then finally get to physical therapy. Well, by then it was a month, 2 months later, just exactly what this professor, physical therapist, Brian Shoemaker, is describing. That's my story. Time matters. Data is very clear. Early access to care is absolutely critical. While other supporters cited studies showing patients directly access physical therapy experience lower overall healthcare costs due to reduced imaging, diagnostic training, specialist visits, medication use, and even maybe surgeries. The bill would maintain safeguards requiring physical therapists to consult with or notify the physicians or surgeons under certain circumstances, including when a patient's condition worsens or falls outside the therapist's scope of practice, and or if the treatments go beyond 60 days. Republican State Representative Matthew Berline questioned whether insurance companies would be required to cover treatment obtained without a physician's referral. Well, the supporters of the bill said that does not mandate insurance coverage and would leave reimbursement decisions to the health plans. The bill sponsor, Santana, called the proposal a common sense measure designed to improve access to care while reducing unnecessary delays and costs. Well, no vote was taken on the bill. Because here's the problem I have. These 21 other states that currently operate this way, do the insurance companies cover the treatments? Or does the patient have to pay for them out of pocket and then submit the bills to receive reimbursement? I have a problem with that. I totally believe in physical therapy, totally believe in deep tissue laser light treatments. I totally support all of that. Does it use medical doctors to do it? Absolutely not. And we already have a shortage of doctors in this state because of all the taxes, regulations, malpractice insurance. That's another thing they need to address in this state. A lot of doctors, especially after COVID, said, that's it, I'm done. They either moved to another state to practice or they retired. We have a shortage of doctors in the state of Michigan. And most of it's happened within the last 7 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. Why is that? Just saying. Well, another Senate bill, 808, was acted upon yesterday. Senate Democrats passed bills that would automatically enroll workers into a payroll deduction retirement plan, one that would be overseen by the state of Michigan if their employers don't offer retirement plans of their own. Of course they did. I wonder what special interest lobbying group approached the Democrats on this one. Well, the bill's voted on passing strictly by party lines. Senate Bill 807 and 808, sponsored by the State Senate Labor Chairman John Cherry and Senator Mary Kavanaugh, Democrat of Redford Township. The bills would establish the board within the Department of Treasury to supervise the program and determine the minimum and maximum contribution rates for workers. If your employer doesn't offer retirement program, you would be automatically enrolled in the state's program. Workers would have the option to remove themselves if they don't want their paychecks deducted from their net pay and deposited into an IRA account managed and supervised by the state of Michigan. These bills started off March 26th of this year, went to the committee hearing yesterday. No, this wasn't a committee, Randy. This was a full floor vote on the state Senate. They already went through committee back in March. Where did this come from? Why do we need the state of Michigan, Department of Treasury, the very same department that has screwed up people's tax refunds? Why do we need them to supervise and oversee an IRA account for workers? Well, a public policy researcher, the Pew Charitable Trust, reported back in December of 2023 that 42% of Michigan's private sector workforce do not have access to a retirement savings plans through their job. Also, it projected that by 2040, vulnerable older households could experience, on average, $9,030 in yearly income shortfalls if they've lived in Michigan as workers and didn't have access to retirement savings programs. Together, Senate Bill 807 and 808 are pinned together as being part of the Senate Democrats, quote, a Michigan you can afford policy platform aimed at promoting savings and barring businesses from stretching out prices. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in. Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back. We're going to wrap up this automatic. The senators, Democrats in Lansing, want 42% of Michigan's private sector workforce to have access to basically an IRA, individual retirement account, retirement savings program through their job. One of the bill sponsors, Senator Cherry, said, after a lifetime of hard work, Michiganders deserve the opportunity to retire with dignity and financial security. By passing these bills, we will be helping more than 1.5 million workers save for their future retirement. This legislation would reduce senior poverty, help small businesses stay competitive, and strengthen our state's long-term economic stability. According to the University of Michigan's Ford School of Public Policy, 31% of seniors statewide spend more than 30% of their income on housing. 45% if you live in the city of Detroit. Republicans in the chamber made several attempts to tie bar the proposal to other things with no success. All of the Republican efforts failed along partisan lines. 20 Democrats voted no, 18 Republicans voted yes. Well, one of the examples of the amendments was Senator Mark Huizenga, Republican of Walker. He wanted to link the bill's implementation to his House bill from the House, 4170. That would reduce Michigan's income tax rate from 4.25 to the constitutional 4.05. Another, Senator Tom Elbert, Republican of Lowell. He's on the Senate Labor Committee's as the minority vice chair, wanted to link the reform to his legislation eliminating the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the public-private agency that disperses grants and incentives to attract businesses to come to Michigan. Well, that was voted down along partisan lines as well. one of the bill's opponents was David Worthams. He's the director of employment policy for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. He said, while I think the legislation has good intentions, it ends up ultimately just being another mandate put on top of businesses. He explained that the legislation's language details that if businesses fail to provide a certain pamphlet, they could be subjected to thousands of dollars in fines. You see, that's the problem for many small business people. When you're the CEO, the treasurer, the HR person, the person in charge of being the general manager and usually working out in the field, you have 8 million balls in the air at the same time. And if you forget to give an employee a pamphlet, you're going to get a penalty and a fine. I have a problem with the bill, and that's it. He went on to say, the more things that the state starts adding for employers to that they must provide to their employees, that's where accidents or mistakes can happen. And then they're going to be facing fines if they forget to do it. Ultimately, what this does is put excessive regulation on small businesses that many would say, you know what, that's it, I'm done. This one bill could be the straw that breaks the camel's back and causes people to leave the state of Michigan. That's what we've been going through for decades. That's why we have a declining population in this state. Well, the Senate Democrats all voted for it. All the Republican state senators voted against it. Only the Democrat state senators voted for it. And again, which lobbying group, which special interest group did this? This is just complete insanity. And I hope when these two bills come across to the House that Speaker Matt Hall directs them to go to the Government Ops Committee in the House. What is Government Operations Committee? The place where bills go to die. If all the Republican state senators voted against it, there's no way it's going to go anywhere in the House. Gretchen Whitmer will never see these bills ever. And they wouldn't even reduce our state income tax 0.2%. Huizenga's amendment wanted to do that. The Democrats wouldn't even agree to that. That would put more money in workers' pockets. But no, no, no. They got to have our money so they can spend it the way they want to. More sausage making from Lansing. Hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help